Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
The Hartford Athletic, a huge win out in California on Saturday in Sacramento, sellout crowd. They won 1-0 to win the Jägermeister Cup, first trophy in franchise history. To talk a little bit more about it, we bring in chairman of the Hartford Athletic, Bruce Bandel, joining us here, Brian and Company. Bruce, were you out there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you do the whole ski goggles and champagne type thing? I mean, how big a celebration was it?
I mean, it was a big one. These goggles have really improved. Not that I would know since it was my first cup, but they're like real ski goggles. Yeah, it was crazy. Brian, you should have seen the supporters. There was like 50 to 60 supporters who flew out to California. They brought two giant drums, okay? They were in 11,500 seat, you know, craziness of away fans, and it was quite an experience. Yeah. Now fun.
Can you explain to people, because you know the European soccer model is so convoluted for people that you have, and they've tried to introduce it like in the NBA and stuff, like in-season tournament stuff, right? And you know, there's the Champions League and there's the Carabao Cup, all this other stuff in Europe, but it's very confusing to a lot of American fans. Like, this is not the championship of your league. Can you explain what this is?
Yeah. Every big league in the world has two trophies that you seek. One, to win the league, and in ours there's a playoff system, which we're going to be in and go for. And two, something they call a cup, which is like a knockout during the year. And those are the two trophies that you get an opportunity to win in a year. So the USL, the league we're in, has gone to that European, or really all over the world. Brazil has it. Argentina has it. So this is it, where you've probably heard of the FA Cup,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or there's a – like, so this is the in-league cup, which is just you know, it's a trophy, and it counts like the same as any other trophy. There's only been 12 trophies in the history of the USL. 12, and we now have one of them, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're talking with Bruce Bandel, a chairman of the Hartford Athletic here. I'm Brian and Company. They beat Sacramento 1-0 to win the Jägermeister Cup. Now they finish up their season, and, you know, in Europe, a lot of times you just, if you're in first at the end of the regular season, you win the league. Now, in the U.S., we like playoffs, so they're going to have playoffs. Now, Sacramento's like, I think they're a second-place team in the Western part of your league, so that was a huge win. Like, where do you guys stand right now for the regular, the playoffs that most Americans understand?
Yeah. So there's 12 teams in our division. 8 make the playoffs. We sit in 5th place, and 2 teams in front of us are like 1 or 2 points in front of us, and we have a game in hand, meaning we've played 1 less game. So the goal is to make the playoffs. The next is to get a home game. To get a home game, you need to be in 4th place. So that's really what we're driving towards. And then once you have that, you just play normal American knockout, right? One game knockout.
What do you got for schedule? How many games are left?
We got 4 games left, and 3 of them on the road, and 1 at home, which is this Saturday, the 11th, at 7 p.m. And guess what?
What?
That one's against Sacramento.
Oh, they're coming here.
Yeah, because that's part of the league. It just happened to be we played them in the cup. So now they're coming wounded into Hartford, and they're going to be ready for us, and we're going to be ready for them. It's going to be really exciting.
And there's still some seats left, so that's good. And the weather should be all right. I mean, it's going to be a little cooler, but I think you're going to be dry. At least early returns are that. So if people want to check it out on the 11th, where do they go to get tickets?
You can go to HartfordAthletic.com. You can go to SeatGeek. Go to social media if you want and just, like, check us out there. Some of the images and posts from the game are electric. It was really a great night.
Well, congratulations. That's super fun. Those kind of, I mean, as somebody who's at the top of the franchise, it must have felt really good. So congratulations, Bruce. We appreciate the time. And obviously, if the playoffs work out and you get a home game, we'll obviously connect again before the end of the season.
Love it, Brian. Come on out on October 11th, Saturday night. It's going to be awesome.
Bye, man. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye, buddy.
Take care.
Bye. Bye. Bruce Mandel, chairman of the Hartford Athletic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.